out.
Marine Corps combat cameramen recorded these sounds during the fight for Fallujah in 2004.
Clear.
Clear. House is clear. Wait.
The two battles for Fallujah were the worst house-to-house fights for the Marine Corps since Vietnam. More than 100 Marines died in Fallujah, as did thousands of Iraqis. The battle is the centerpiece of a new opera simply called Fallujah. War scenes, battle sounds, these are things that are very familiar to moviegoers at this point. But with Fallujah, playwright and librettist Heather Raffo wanted to do something different. She wants to explore the intense emotions inside the head of someone who's been through brutal combat.
And I think that's what live theater, opera can do, that film is just a completely different medium for.
Instead of a battlefield, the opera, with music by Toby Stokes, takes place in a VA hospital room. There, a young Marine named Philip is being held for 72 hours following his third suicide attempt. His adopted mom, Colleen, waits outside the room. Neither is sure they can talk to each other about what just happened or about Fallujah. During Philip's stay in the VA hospital, he's in a dreamlike state. He sees the Marines and Iraqis he knew in Fallujah come to his hospital room, and he relives much of what he saw in combat.
It's a daymare. It's meant to be relentless. You're supposed to never be off the hook. We're trying to get at what's happening inside Philip's head and his heart, and what has he brought home with him that he can't make any sense of? And what are the costs? What did this all cost everybody?
Raffo herself is an Iraqi American. Most of her family in Iraq has fled in recent years because of the nonstop fighting. For her, Fallujah is just one battle in a long war that's destroyed the country.
The tragedy I've seen in my family is the ceasing to be Iraqi anymore, the ceasing to identify with the country as home, because the country has so dramatically either rejected them or crumbled.
The Iraqi side of the libretto plays out through a boy and his mother, who Philip remembers from the battlefield. Philip's experiences are based on those of Raffo's collaborator, Christian Ellis, a Marine who'd actually fought in Fallujah as a machine gunner. Ellis, like Philip, was adopted in searching for identity.
Some of these characters go to war in hopes to find themselves, to make something of themselves, to come back different. And then they come back different from what they thought they were going to come back different, right?
In Philip's case, his homecoming was not what he expected. His head is full of memories and sounds that Raffo tries to convey through music.
I would say that the focus of all my writing has been to try to find words for the unspeakable.
Like pain, anguish, and all the awfulness of war. Raffo says she's not quite there yet, but she'll know when she hears it.
It could be not even sung. I don't know what that sound is. It's what I'm trying to push the opera to go, is what if this melody or this dissonance is leading to something that crashes and breaks through what we know sound can do with the human voice.
Raffo says only now has she seen the full opera performed, and it caused her to finally grieve as an American for all that was lost in Fallujah.
Write my name on your skin.
In Long Beach, I'm John Ismay reporting.